Yeah, I guess, yeah, aluminum does shed heat a lot quicker.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Hey, if the door is open and you don't want it that way, what would you tell somebody?
If what?
If the door was open and you didn't... Didn't want it that way, what would you tell somebody to do?
Well, I'd know somebody had been in my house. Mm-hmm. If my doors are open. Mm-hmm. Because we keep those doors closed. We only have two doors to the house, the front door and the back door. And I'd know somebody been in there because we never leave without locking that house. Mm-hmm. If that house is not locked up, why, we're here.
Well, would you tell somebody to close the door or shut the door? If it was open?
If it was open and a neighbor of mine was around, yes. One, I'd go in. But okay. I'd have the difference with me.
Okay. So what would you tell them to do to the door?
I'd tell them to close the doors for me if they were open. Or see what was going on.
Okay. What would you say if you were more in a hurry and you wanted the door closed?
I just said close the door, please.
Okay. Would you ever say shut the door?
Or close the door?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you say shut the door for me, please?
I'd say that or close the door, please. One of the two.
Okay. Okay. What would you call the boards that kind of overlap each other?
That's the siding.
Okay. And then those little things that go along the edge of the roof that carry off water?
Yeah, that's gutters.
Okay. If you have up on the roof, if you have a house, kind of an L-shaped house, there's a certain part of the house that usually collects a lot of leaves. You usually have to put a piece of tin there.
Yeah, that's a gutter.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, what would you call a little building, use it to store wood in?
That would be the woodshed.
Okay. I've heard stories about taking people out to the woodshed for whipping or something.
Yeah. That used to be a good place.
Is this voice of experience? Or
fixing to get your britches tore up, why, that was a good place to take you out to the woodshed.
Yeah, what might you call a outdoor toilet?
A Johnny.
Okay. Have you heard any other words for that?
You used to call it a privy.
I was talking to a lady in South Georgia. She said I used to call it a chick sail.
Sick sail.
No, a chick sail. Because years ago there was some guy named Chick Sale that went around and drew pictures of.
And did you know what they used for toilet paper there?
Where? What?
Out in the Johnny?
What?
Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yeah, you get a lot there.
Yeah. I can tell you a joke about that.
Sure, let's hear it.
Oh, Pa, he'd been down the field that morning at work. Ma, she was house cleaning. She was using a little gasoline and making sure she had no polish, you know, and so she was cleaning with a little bit of gasoline and all. She got through with that. She goes out to the Johnny and dumps it in one of the holes, you know. Pa, he come along,